This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Workers are failing drug tests at the highest rate in 20 years, 4.6%, according to Quest Diagnostics. One factor, employers easing requirements, with new recruits hard to find these days. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Over the past 5 years, the proportion of workers testing positive for drug use increased in 16 out of the 17 industries that Quest tracks.
A large proportion of that has been driven by increases in marijuana positivity.
Barry Sample is a senior scientist with Quest. He says last year the number of employers that tested specifically for marijuana dropped dramatically. Chris Layden with the Manpower Group says in a tight labor market, that makes sense.
The drug screens eliminate about 5% of candidates across the U.S.
The private sector needs that 5% right now, especially in blue-collar jobs. Pre-pandemic, testing requirements could be different department by department. Layden says that's changing.
Whether you're at the headquarters or whether you're out in the field or in a plant, those requirements are leveling.
Amazon said last year it won't test some warehouse applicants for pot. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.